No. Wow. I did respond to his text. And basically I said, it's too soon.
The wounds are still fresh?
No, I honestly did.
Wait, is there falling out?
Yeah, well,
Bees Brothers suspended.
Don't you listen to anything? Bees Brothers suspended.
From I knew that, but I
the
from
league.
The league. From everything.
Or
lying about getting a job, almost.
Yeah. Allegedly.
About almost getting a job or almost lying?
Is this, is this real life? Or
yes, no, this is absolutely real life.
This is every day
Tim
for us.
Tim Zielinski didn't know either, and I was trying to explain him at the banquet, and he's like, wait, I don't get it. I go, I don't really either. But
what is there not to get? He said he was getting job applications, and it turns out everything was a lie.
So but when I explain how he mooches your tab, then he got it.
Little overzealous. Ready?
I mean...
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. Welcome back, everybody. Let's please welcome this week Eric from Marketing Mirrors over in D1. And we've got Kelly with us from One Topper Too Many over in D3. Without further ado, let's go.
Okay. I missed that part.
You want to stay in it?
I do. I like it when people talk about me. But we're always talking about everybody else. I want to hear me from Jimmy.
Joe.
Thank you.
Do you want to host the show?
I mean, not right now. I'm not prepared.
People talk about how they like me more than you.
No, yeah, and then they refute that.
No, no, they banquet. I talked to the Kellers at the banquet, and they were all like steadfast that they.
That's
no,
not
we are
a true.
What?
That's not a true.
They
whatever
all
that means.
Said it. They agreed. We voted. No,
you're a liar.
Good evening. Welcome, TSL Universe. If you can hear me, that means you are still alive. The banquet is come and gone. We're going to talk about that today. And, wow. I said it a couple weeks ago, if you need a divorce attorney, call me. If you need a doctor, call us, obviously. We're done. Topper, I talked to him today. He's okay, shockingly.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either, because he's, you know,
because
we'll probably
talk about dragged him out of the casino at 5 a.m.
Did you?
Oh my God.
Yes, I did.
We, kicking and screaming?
No, he didn't know where he was. It was awesome, but Topper played craps for a while until they closed the table, and then he just started playing blackjack. And he'd have this like 14 or 15, and he would just be like, double. And the dealers kept telling him no, and he would touch cards. And he ended up doubling up at one point, though, which was great, and then he lost everything. So at one point, then he's like, even though he can't move, he's slowly trying to get more money out of his wallet. I just yelled at him. I was like, this is not okay. We're not doing this right now. It is 4:30 in the morning. We are leaving. And he goes, okay.
I had a friend of mine, before we did our intros, I want to say it was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, who lost literally $15,000 playing blackjack at the Playboy Club at the Palms in, I want to say, 35 minutes. So I've seen that before.
What was his name, like? Kenny Pelba?
No. I would never lose
Walter?
That much money. No, it was not. Walter would never lose that kind of money.
Okay.
And he would never be that stupid to lose it in 35 minutes. He'd probably take 4 or 5 hours. And then he'd probably win it all back. I've seen him do that, too. I've seen him lose like 10, 15 grand and then win 40 grand like an hour later. That's always fun.
Okay.
Let's welcome our guests. One is a reigning and defending D1 champion. He also was a 2-time D1 champion with Garan, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, so he is actually a 3-time champion.
Correct.
Yeah, he did not win Best Defender, and he is screaming shenanigans. Please welcome Eric from he's downtown. No, Marketing Mayors. How are you?
God, get it
wow.
right. Get
what?
It right.
Did you not listen to the intro?
I'm appalled right now.
I did that on purpose.
Just setting
How
it up.
Are you?
I know what's coming. I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I have to apologize. Last time I wasn't able to get here, and now I finally see where all the magic happens. And
it's crazy, right?
The microphone. It's
you're not expecting it to be what it is. You're like, whoa! There's like real microphones and headphones and shit.
Even to from the drive to the walk up to the being here right now, but it's surreal, and I'm happy to be here.
It's awesome. And just so you guys don't know, he was asked to come before. He had agreed to. And I got a text, what, about 12 hours before? He had a child's birthday party that wasn't his own.
Respectable.
So, yes.
At least
was
I let you know.
12 hours? I feel like it was a little bit more close to go time.
Let's say 45 minutes. Make
no,
the story
yeah,
better.
No. It was well in advance.
Somewhere in between those two times is the accurate.
I think it was
the
day
the
before.
The truth lies somewhere in between.
So now, yesterday, fast forward to yesterday, I totally played the guilt card. I'm like, Dalecki, what are you, or
you
Eric,
know
what are you doing?
You know you owe us.
Oh, redemption was the word
yeah,
you used.
I think I said guilt 4 times in the conversation.
Sounds right.
So he is here, and we're going to ask him many questions. And let's get to our other guest. She is not a D3 champion, and that's okay, because she is the reigning and defending Kimi Carey Kelly Constantinople Weiser D3 female MVP. No, the whole league MVP,
both.
Right? And you won D3 also, right? You just got a lot of hardware. Please welcome Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm not so good. We can get into that, too. I didn't go into the hospital, but I was probably one click from going, so I had a rough Friday. But I'm okay now.
Good.
This is good.
What? Is this like a stress-induced thing?
No. No.
Then I don't know what.
I haven't been feeling good for about 2 years now. and I didn't have a very good Friday, and that's okay. That's
a shame, because I had a great Friday.
I heard a lot of people had a great Friday. Yeah, really?
Awesome Friday.
Fantastic. Did you guys see Kelly get hoisted on top of Jay's shoulders when she got her
hoisted
award?
A lot.
You were like 10 feet tall.
You were in the air many, many times.
How tall is Jay? Like 10 feet tall, literally?
Jay's like 6'4".
Give or take.
No, he's taller than I am. I'm 6'4".
I hoisted Kelly up.
There. She did.
Yeah, muscle.
I was
awesome.
At Joe.
Yeah, we were dance
partners. I didn't see the D3. Did he carry you up both times or just the last time?
He carried up D3 and then Emily put me on her back.
The Katie Kitty. Award.
Say that three times quickly. Fun was had by all. We'd like to once again thank the Doubletree for not arresting us. Everybody had seemed to have fun. Thank you for your hospitality. A lot of people made it to the casino. I heard they had a good time there as well.
Mm-hmm. Stir Stocks.
Make that. Yeah. Stir Stocks.
Oh, yeah,
stir.
Absolutely.
I heard it's not an actual, it's just like a,
it's a really
can you explain
big,
it?
Big open round bar.
Yeah, you don't know when you're actually in it. Until you have to ask.
True.
You ask the bartender. We're stirring. They're like, you're standing in it right now.
Oh,
and so weird. It's like pretty much just a wall that looks nice, and you can see the band playing above. Yep. I had a great time, but Stir Sucks.
I saw some snaps, and Jay-Z was like chasing around like an 80-year-old woman on the dance floor.
Yeah,
can somebody confirm?
There
this?
Was a young girl. I don't know how old. Probably like mid-20s. There with a whole bunch of older females, and they were aggressive too.
But Jay-Z looked aggressive. Yeah, did you see those? Did anybody see those? Emily, you're on that, right? You saw that.
I saw it briefly and then kind of forgot until you just said
I saw her pinned against a wall, and she looked like she was like 75, and Jay-Z did the thing where he pins the woman against the wall kind of thing, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
You know, the way you describe it sounds way too rapey.
No, but if you know Jay-Z, you know exactly what happened. If anybody knows Jay-Z, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know what happened because you said it was a woman.
What?
What?
Oh, snap.
Moving on.
Moving
Kelly,
on.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kel, let's start with you. How excited were you? You come to the banquet. You don't know what to expect. You're like, I'm going to have a good time with my friends. Maybe, and you're going against Katie Salisbury, who is a primetime player. So you're like, okay, that's interesting. And you take the trophy. How are you feeling?
It's great. Do I feel that I 100% deserve it? Meh. There's a lot of great girls in the league. And you know what?
What?
Should more of them be allowed on the sub list?
No.
I mean, who knows what would have happened?
Oh, snap.
Just saying.
I second that, Kelly.
Can we get into that a little bit further?
Yes, we can.
Can we go there?
Let's go there. Where are we going?
Please. Please, more.
More what?
What?
Sub list.
So what do you mean? What exactly do you mean about incorporating more of them into the list?
I'm saying there's a lot of good talent. The girls that play... I know it's a rec bar league, but we're all competitive.
So
we like
more
to play
than one
our best.
Team per week. Totally cool. Just doesn't matter what division.
I agree.
Sub wherever you need to be.
I agree.
Okay, here's what happened. I'll give you the company line. Many years ago, even back when I used to play, there were a lot less females than there were today. And here's what would happen. We used to call it, and I hate to single her out, but we actually had a rule. It was called the Julie Murray rule. Now Julie Havis or whatever she's married to now. And what Julie would do is she would show up and play her game at 10 o'clock. Then all of a sudden somebody would need a sub at 11, 12, 1, 2, and 3. And all of a sudden Julie would play on five teams. And then instead of having five girls, we would have one girl playing five games. And we'd realize that we had 50 teams and we had 45 girls in the league. And then somebody one day said, hey, wait a minute. This isn't working out very well for us. This is a social co-ed league.
Bad for business.
They were
but
being
everybody's
social.
Still there being social.
They're there because they have to play.
If you want someone to play and they're willing to play, they should get to play.
But here's the problem. If they do that, then the other people don't come.
Don't take me off the list. That's all
I'm not. Well, we won't. I promise.
Kelly is better than I am.
Untrue.
And Kelly's on the sub list and I'm not.
All right. Lenny.
I thought we went over. Okay, here's the company line on this one. I thought we went over this. We were trying to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Are you admitted to it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm grandfathered in.
Yes.
There you go.
Been in for a while.
Yeah. We always look at the sub list. We will in the off season. I think we're going to tweak it again.
Yes.
Where we're going to go, you can only play in Division 1 or Division 1 and 2 or Division 1, 2 and 3. Or we're going to make sure we do a better job figuring that out.
Segregating.
I'm not going to use that word. classifying, breaking it down. These are kind of words we're going to use. We want a lot of people to enjoy this league and participate, and we just don't want to have one girl playing 10 games. And trust me, Eric, you could say it. You would love to play 10 games yourself, wouldn't you?
I would, maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, but how fair is that if you're playing all the games?
Just that's, go with
that's,
his point.
That's what the next person's going to ask. And that's why we always say you can play your game and you can play another one. And then there's some girls, it's more to help out the competitive balance in play, because some teams, honestly, they can't find any girls.
True.
And that's why there's a sublist.
Yes, but we can't make sure there's 50 girls on it. We're trying to maybe have 6, 7, or 8 just in case there's a problem.
You know what? All they have to do is creep around the local gym, and you'll find some athletic girls and be like, hey, join my football team.
They have to do the funny hand motions.
Funny story that you bring that up.
Like I'm casting a spell.
That is, believe it or not, do you remember the blondes and the brunettes? I'm not going to say the guy's name. Yes. He plays down in D6. And years ago, Topper and I and company, we used to do the reffing for all that stuff. And do you know how he found? They used to have blocking at the line. And one year, the brunettes would just crush the blondes. They did this for years because the blondes would be like 5'6", 120 pounds. And their linemen would be lining up against the brunettes who were like 5'11", 200 pounds. Well, you know how that's going to end for you. Poor blondes would be on their back. Comes to find out that one of the guys who was a coach who plays in our league would actually go to different bars and gyms and pick up these girls that were just like humongous bodybuilder crazy girls that would just kill, and the poor blondes lost for 3 straight years.
Too bad.
Yes. That's, and I don't want to say his name, but if I saw his name, you literally would laugh because you all probably know him, and it was really funny, and I'll tell you maybe after the show, but he did this for years.
Awesome.
Yes. When I'm in the gym, I literally, first thing I see, if I see an athletic girl, I wonder if she can catch a football. It's literally the first.
How many people ask that question?
There's probably like
and most
a 3 years
they can. They can.
Where that whenever you randomly meet a girl, I always be like, "Hey, can you catch a football?" And it's a great icebreaker on top of it. And then they're like, Some of them are just straight up like, "No, I'm terrible. I look like I'd be okay." But
do you send her stats to Turner and let him break it down then?
What's that?
Is that you like send her stat like she's like squatting and all of a sudden, hey, look what she's throwing up and you call Turner? And say,
no,
okay.
it's this is all in my head. It's just a thought. It's just a thought process. I never actually ask if
I can picture Turner coming in street clothes to your gym with a stopwatch, going, okay, let's see what she's doing. Eric, how many reps is she doing at 145?
That's how we found JJ for Bullet Club. I think. I think one day on Facebook, I just posted, "Hey, any girls, can you catch a football?" And she said she could, and then. Here we are now, and she's one of our best players.
She's really good.
It worked out okay.
Now, allegedly, the bartender from... Where the hell did we have the banquet?
The Doubletree.
Doubletree. The bartender from the Doubletree. Ashley, I think her name was.
Yes.
I do believe she agreed to try out for Topper's team.
Oh, really?
Oh,
interesting.
Kelly, how does it make you feel inside? It's not going to be yours.
I'm pretty sure it's not Kelly's spot.
No. Who's going to be out?
Topper.
My lips are sealed.
How does that make you feel, though? Okay, we're going to go back to you. We're going to ask Eric a couple questions here. But so you won the you had to win it in spite of Topper, obviously, right?
That's part of it.
Like anytime somebody wins an award on Topper's team, it's not because
like she
of
has the albatross that is good old Pat slinging it at her, and she still had a good enough season to win this trophy.
No, he did. He played really well this season
for Topper.
This past season. Yes.
Did he plead with you to like say that to us when you got on here?
Absolutely not. I haven't talked to him. I don't even. I think we said hi on Friday. I didn't see him for the second half of the banquet.
Did he say hi or did he go, Chloe?
No, he said our whole team's here and listed like 3 people, one who hasn't played in years.
But they're there.
Oh, I checked them in. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Todd, Savati.
Nixon was there, Savati was there, Lauren was there. Kelly.
I know.
It was nice to see her.
So great to see her.
It really was. So, Eric, we'll start with our first question for you. So, you are now a 3-time D1 champ. You guys basically ran roughshod through D1, and you beat Bobby and company again. I got to ask this question. Does Turner have his number?
I don't know. I don't think so. I know it's common belief, at least here with you guys, but I don't necessarily think that's the... I don't know.
Just trying to be PC about it.
No, honest, I don't really think that's the case. I think it just, you know, the numbers just fell where they did.
Am I wrong in saying
the win losses against each other?
Am I wrong? Like, I basically maintain that you are all a bunch of phenomenal athletes. You're all very intelligent. You're a great team. But Turner's kind of the evil genius behind the curtain, or am I wrong in saying that?
No, you're pretty accurate. Ooh. He was up for the award, I know, for most underrated, which he was definitely deserving to be
reports,
in the category.
Though.
What's that?
That's for his weather reports.
No, he was.
He's a big piece, he calls. As far as the offense goes, he's a big part of it. as well as Mark. Mark was just the man.
He really was. He's come a long way since the guy from Catalina. The guy from Catalina just kind of slung.
It's a different personnel. You know, they relied solely on the offense to produce and to get their victories, where now he has that defense, and not to mention the competitiveness is a lot different than it is in D2, as far as the speed of the athletes on the field. So he got really good at anticipating, and after the play breaks down, that's when he actually excels. So when he got good at the anticipation, it was game over.
And you beat the big bad wolf in the finals. It had to make you feel good.
The big bad wolf.
Yeah.
Did you? I came out hyped. I'm always hyped to play. Those are my friends. You know what I mean? So having, you know, to play against them, I didn't treat them like my friends. I was actually kind of a dick, to put it mildly. But that's just me being me. After the game, it's always, you know, we're all good.
You were the one, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I was
the nice one.
That's the thing.
Smith's
people don't
quiet
know. People, one. People. I think it's a misconception people have about me is my competitiveness. I'm the guy dancing on and singing all the time, and you know, bringing the kids and whatnot. But on the field, I feel like something comes out of me, and I'm kind of an asshole.
Well, so. People were cheering for you guys in the championship. Side note.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun being there. And I actually got, I call him Smoth, but Andy, to get hyped up and show emotion. It never happens. So the fact that I was able to do that, it was worth it.
And a funny fact, I think you guys told us this a couple times. You very rarely, you guys are both tremendous athletes, but not a lot of times where you guys are together at the same time.
No.
Somebody was always hurt.
No, the football gods are against us, me and him playing together with injuries. So hopefully this next session, we can play both ways. Not both ways, but at least together at the same time.
And what can we expect? Is everybody coming back to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah, I don't think
it's... Girls even?
Yeah.
Who was the girl? Carissa?
Carissa Ferrucci, yes.
Wow. Where'd you guys find her?
She's actually, I think, from what I understand, she is Jordan, Andy's wife. I think they played basketball in college together, if I'm not mistaken.
She was really talented.
Yeah. So, yeah, she... Sometimes she was like, it was like 5 minutes before the game, and we're like, where is she? And she was like, I'm getting Tim Hortons. Anybody want anything? I'm like, no, we want your ass here right now.
I hate that. We have a player like that on our team named Greg Osika, and he's kind of the same way. He basically just shows up whenever he feels like it.
That was like half our team this year.
Yes, Cole actually it was.
Was showing up like 5 minutes into the game.
Yes, well, he's got the little ones.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, that's my problem.
So Tommy Prepare Hughes was that. Our starting QB.
Yeah, and isn't it funny that Tommy Hughes is never late? Like the one guy you want to be late is the guy who shows up first.
No, I didn't want anybody to be late.
Speaking about Tommy Hughes, how about that award-winning Tommy Hughes this year?
Ferger,
great.
That was a swerve.
That was a swerve.
That was a good swerve.
I thought it fit well.
It did.
We had that one came down to what us deciding that it.
We were actually, we all got there, yeah, I think a lot of us got there around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and there's about 6, 7, 8 of us, and we actually had a bite to eat, and we were having a couple drinks before, like, all the stupidity started, and we couldn't decide what we're going to do with Tommy. We've done it all. We've given it to an Asian guy. We've given it to non-award-winning Tommy Hughes, never, so the other guy won. We gave it to Stegmeier once.
Yeah, it was
like,
great.
Where else can
there.
We go?
So we gave it to Ferger.
We did have an idea that was next, but we didn't go with that.
Shut up.
I'm not going to say what that was. So eventually somebody said, hey, wait a minute. Brian Ferger's a really nice guy, and he is. And
I felt like he hits all the things that an award-winning Tommy Hughes
does.
Do.
I agree.
Like, he makes alcohol, like the moonshine thing, and it's awesome. And it's just like, he's always around. He's personable. He's fun to be around, like you said. So it was a good award to give somebody. Plus, he played with like one arm in the playoffs.
I forgot about that. That was crazy.
Them.
And you know what else he's doing now? He sells Girl Scout cookies.
He does. I bought two boxes.
I'm just speaking from like being a diabetic. That's pretty cool.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just I got the staring diabetes. Into a crystal ball over here.
Yes. I wonder why I have problems. So let's get to the banquet. We might as well.
Yeah. Sure.
Thoughts?
Don't let people have speeches.
Yeah, we got to talk about that for a minute.
Wait, why? Which speech are we talking about?
Well let's start at the beginning.
Joey B? Let's begin and
I went
and
a little over my time.
Let's just from the get-go that by contractual agreement, Mr. Battaglia is allowed time on the microphone.
He is.
That's
true. That cut into our dancing time. You have four of the best dancers at the whole place sitting on this couch.
Yeah, we did. We rocked it.
We rocked it.
There were times that we were the only ones there for a minute. And I was
you know
like,
what? I didn't even notice
all
it.
Of you. All I could do was look in your
in
eyes.
My own world.
But anyway, No, I agree. Like, it's funny when Bats takes the mic the first time and cuts a heel promo on everybody, and the it's like, oh, you're Joey Bats, you're cool. He didn't have to keep going. And a funny story for the third one where Gordon interrupted. Gordon asked me, like, 20 minutes later, serious, he's like, what was he even talking about that time? I wasn't listening. I just noticed he had the microphone again, and I was like, I'm sick of this. And he's like, I'm sure everybody else is, too. Gordon doesn't even know what he was saying. He just wanted him to shut up.
Just so you know, and this is how it was kind of laid out, if you will. I had told Topper a couple years ago, I don't want people talking. I said, it just disrupts the flow. I said, we kind of have a joke. It's not a joke, because Joey Battaglia honestly was deserving of his awards, but I said, we wanted him to cut a heel promo, because he's kind of funny like that. And we said, he's going to let him do it one time. We're going to let him do it. It's going to be short, sweet. Let him talk from it, and then we're going to cut him off, and that's it. Nobody else is talking. Well,
one turned into three.
We had a small problem. Topper hit the microphone, and I wasn't feeling good, so I was kind of, I don't know if you noticed, I was way in the back, and I walked out a couple times because I did not feel good, and normally I'd be up there, and I would have said, Topper, give me the microphone, and nobody's going to pry it out of my hands. So that kind of played into it, and then it just started. Tommy Hughes started talking. There was no reason for it. Joe Battaglia had a very, I think he had some nice things to say. So that was cool. Axel, I thought was phenomenal. He was short, sweet, and kind of funny. But then Everybody starts talking, and I'm like, no, this isn't about that. You're supposed to get your award. You're supposed to take your picture, and let's just walk away. And to your point, Emily, this could have took 25 minutes, and it took like an hour 10 because Everybody just kept going blah, 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 blah.
So like I said, we got our dance time cut into.
You kind of did.
And that was disappointing.
Yeah.
It was.
That's why I went.
I think we should write letters.
Kelly and I did grandjetés across the dance floor.
Calypso dish.
What does that mean?
He doesn't know anything.
I'll show you when you're older.
I don't know much time left, kiddo. Like, I don't know what you want me to wait for.
No, it's this like dance move where you like gallop and then do this like
leap.
Fairy leap. Yeah.
I don't know. There was a third dance partner with the two of you, though, that's not here this evening. Brandy was tearing it up, too. But Kristen was out there. She was loving dancing with you, Kelly, let me tell you.
We're going to get to MVPs of the banquet. I'm telling you, she was in my top three.
I was nervous, though, because Kelly was dancing with Brandy, and someone dropped their glass, and it broke on the dance floor. I don't know, but Brandy was dipping Kelly, and I was nervous that you were going to hit your head on glass. So I was like,
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
How flexible are you?
Me?
Dipping you like
Letty, you have no idea.
I'm about to say, I'm like, wait a minute here, I'm trying to do the math for a minute. I'm like,
I get a lot
to
of
be
practice.
Fair,
damn.
As somebody
wait,
who dipped her that
tonight,
low, it was very possible.
What?
She could have smashed her head on broken glass.
Maybe it would have felt good.
Kelly, how are you able to be here tonight?
Did you go into concussion protocol?
Oh, never the mind. Sushi. Yeah.
Did you, what happened?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's
is
a story.
Is this a good story?
So, yeah, just tell us a story.
Story. I wish we had story music.
A quick story? No.
We like hearing stories. Tell us about your story.
What up?
Brandy and I had sushi.
And?
Pun intended.
Kelly left the sushi date to be here because she likes us.
I understand now.
Could have brought her.
What does it mean, Len? I don't get it.
I don't understand anything. I'm just pretending like I understand.
Have her come by.
Wow. So the awards went good. No, they didn't.
Well,
sorry, not sorry. People seem to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The bartenders were pouring two counts.
What's that mean?
When you pour a drink, it's supposed to be one, two, three, four of
two
the amount
counts.
Of liquor that you get.
Mm-hmm. Once
and
at my cash
like,
bar,
they were
that.
Literally like, eh.
I'd like to say something on that note.
Say that.
As obviously, you guys know I don't really drink.
Yes.
So, first of all, I was being asked by numerous people if there was actually alcohol in the drinks.
Wow.
And normally when this happens in an evening, it's because everyone's hammered. I'm like, yes, there's alcohol in there.
The banquet fits.
And normally
for
I could smell it. Couldn't smell it. So I went to take a sip. Couldn't even taste it. Me.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't taste it.
You're talking after 11 o'clock.
No, I'm talking before awards.
Before 11. Before awards.
I think they were watering down their liquor.
Do you think, let me ask you this then. Do we think it was a watering liquor situation, or do we think at one point the crowd just got like unruly and they said we better slow this down?
Early in the night. This was like my first drink.
It was like at. When dinner was being served.
I was drinking gin straight. My gin was straight, and it was two counts every time.
See?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll see you in 20 seconds, Ashley.
That's why no one was
unless you
want to
put a little bit more
group,
in here.
But
did you see her in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. I went to beer because I felt like I was getting more of a buzz from beer. Because it was just, I was not happy going there every.
But generally speaking, it was a very long bar. And people seem to be enjoying themselves. So, I mean, alcohol had to be kind of moving. If there was a lot of people that look like they're feeling no pain.
I didn't have to take a phone call.
I don't understand what that means.
Are you serious?
Lenny, come on.
You made a whole thing about it.
About what?
When I get drunk, I take a fake phone call.
Oh my God, I remember that.
To sober up, and I didn't have to take a phone call.
Somebody told me that. You know, I don't remember, but somebody walked in to me tonight, and they're like, has Emily got on the phone yet? I don't remember who it was.
That's really funny.
Darn it. Mm-mm. Oh, this is going to come to me.
Didn't take a phone call, didn't take a pitcher of water to the bathroom.
That's good?
That's very... No, that says that no, I says didn't get that drunk because...
But you don't want to get that drunk, do you?
You don't know.
Yeah, you
don't know what kind of mood I'm in. You don't know.
I don't know anything you're ever thinking, so we're clear. Nor do anybody.
I have no comment because I was drunk with Topper at the other bar at, what, 4? And I just kept going from there.
Topper decided to open up a bottle of wine at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And
this is my shocked face.
He drank it by himself.
And then Gordon showed up and gave him the bottle that he owed him from a past bet, and he started drinking that one.
Good Topper.
Oh, and then we gave him a microphone.
That's why Topper runs this league.
Because he's the best alcoholic of us all.
Yeah.
By the way, and we can go around the room on this. So he gave his state of the league address. Eric, we'll start with you. Happy, sad? Did it make no sense?
I couldn't comprehend. I couldn't understand him. I thought it was hard to interpret his words. So I just kind of.
Remember that thing?
You know what I did? I went to get the pizza logs. Those are
good pizza logs.
I didn't even know they existed.
Those probably the best things of the night with the pizza logs.
The only thing I ate all night was those pizza logs.
To that point, though, Eric, I want to say
they were on the cheese platter. Right where the cheese was.
I heard about them at 11:30.
Yeah, they were so good.
When you came by for the pizza logs and I was doing some of the announcements there, you made it very clear to me that when Topper was talking, it was hard for people to hear him. So yes. I want to thank you. I did tweak that mic a little bit, but he's still not the microphone guy. But I think it.
I think it was more.
Got
so
a little
the
bit
alcohol.
Better to hear him. Yeah. So I want to thank you for bringing
but
that.
Going,
up.
Going back to Topper's speech, like I think something was actually kind of lost in that because people couldn't hear him. He did try to explain how like the league is his family.
And that's why
he got super so bummed cute. Out because like his family isn't all here. So you know people live far away, and he goes that's why he got mad when people weren't signing up for the banquet.
He was mad.
Like he was taking it personally because he even said in his drunken stupor, he goes, "You guys are my family." So for you to say, "Hey, I don't want to
get the chills," right now.
For people to tell him, "Hey, I don't want to go to the banquet," or "Oh, it's too far," or whatever dumb shit people came up with, that was like literally to Topper like punching him in the heart.
Yeah. He was really sad.
Well, with all the things against making this happen, as far as the event, I think it fared pretty well.
It was great.
I was very impressed.
I was expecting,
and that says a lot about the league and Topper himself. So, like, kudos to him.
The second that everybody said the weather was going to be terrible, I thought that was people's like out because,
oh, well, I don't want to drive to Niagara Falls if it's snowing.
So people just drove earlier.
And but everybody people, was there.
Everybody was there?
Everybody that registered was there.
No shit, I didn't know that.
B's brother?
He didn't register.
He's suspended.
No. And Topper's speech forms. I thought was very sweet. Like, I wanted to jump up and give him a big hug.
I didn't get that. That was gonna be, I'm that glad
was
gonna, I got to
know. That was, yeah, he was going to be my MVP sweet. Because of that speech. Like, it was a very good speech. He did a good job. Damn, I mean, if he was like sober, it would have come across better. But like the feeling that he put behind it was actually lost on some people. So
I have an update.
Go on.
To a lot of you wondering what happened to the panda. So here's basically what happened. I want to say about a month before the banquet happened, Topper and I always joke around about things. And, you know, I said, we need to do something really stupid, like stupider than normal. And he's like, well, what can we do? And I'm like, no, we need to get something. Because like I've always wanted to have a parade. Because, like, that was my thing. Like, let's get inflatable things to fly through the air. Because I was thinking of doing floats maybe to start the next season. Oh, yeah, we got time. So he sends me a picture originally, and it's a 10-foot panda, and it's got a Topper Sports thing on it.
Done.
Well, if you noticed, it was in the corner right next to the DJ booth and the Christmas tree, and it was not inflated because China screwed up. Yes, they were supposed to send a special inflatable mechanism that inflates these things.
No, because they're inflated with air. The plug adapter that they sent.
I don't know, but the problem is they screwed it up, and it really kind of ticked us off. And I told you, Emily, we got Minion, because I was thinking, well, okay, we got a panda now. And then I thought of Emily for some reason. I don't know why. And I go, Minion.
My life was complete.
Yeah, we got the Minion. So now we have a panda and a Minion. We did talk to China today. They got back to Topper later in the day.
Sounds like the United Nations.
We are sending the proper stuff, so we will have it. It's funny the conversations we have. Like, remember when I told you when I called the FAA once to see if we could drop B's brother out of an airplane onto the football fields once?
Yeah.
But they told me that once? We can't because we're on a flight plan.
If they would have let you do that, you'd do
it. It would have been awesome. I don't care what it would have cost. I would have just dropped him out of a double parachute.
That's the only reason you'll want to get new fields.
Yeah, you can't fly an airplane over the road because it's in a flight plan.
So close to the airport.
We called them, and they actually confirmed that.
Stop. Right.
No, it happened.
No, that's absolutely a thing.
Oh yeah.
My God.
I love it.
So, but that's what happened with the panda. So if anybody's wondering what happened, China screwed us. We'll get it figured out, and we'll have our panda. Hopefully we'll have him for the next season. I'm pleased to report there's going to be a next season. That's good.
Yay. You say that like there wouldn't have been.
You never know.
There was threats.
I'm not going to lie. You don't ever know. I mean, is there ever going to be a season? Yeah. Would there be a season without me and Topper? Oh, that's always a possibility.
It's official.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that. First week.
Yeah, remember,
renew your vows to the league.
We planned an entire wedding at the Rose Garden.
We did.
Yeah. But B's brother won't be a part of it anymore.
You're not the only. Somebody else asked me, and I don't remember who it was. It's funny you brought that up, but somebody asked me if I could be a minister.
We said B's brother would be ordaining.
No, well, we would have to get the purple
robe. Like a week ago,
though.
It was somebody in the football league that said, they liked my voice, and they said, you're stupid enough to do this. We want a silly, stupid wedding, and can you marry us? And I'm like, I guess.
You'd be a good one. That'd be a good thing for you to do.
Sure. I'd look awesome in a sequin robe, though.
You would just dress like the Pope.
My God, that would be awesome. Pope bring a Pope mobile.
Pope Lenny the First.
I would so do that. That would be kind of fun. I just don't remember who it was.
I'll text you Pope robe places so you can buy
the banquet
one.
Was fun. It really wasn't too bad. We were scared a couple things were going to happen. They didn't. Timmy Z from Uncle Rico's won his trophy.
Why was that like a thing?
Well, we were scared that the maybe somebody in the crowd wasn't too happy about that. That person reacted pretty well, and I give that person credit for it.
Extra special kudos to Ms. M for holding the drink of that one guy that came up to get the award. What was the story on that? What was that guy's name again?
I was telling Jimmy, I thought it was kind of funny because I just kind of shake my head when Tiger won the Dieter trophy and he had his drink.
No, he gave me a drink.
Okay, I thought he said, here, hold this. I thought he was going to say, here, hold this. I go, whoa.
No, I asked Dave Baker to get me a vodka lemonade because I didn't think I could leave. And so then when Tiger got the award, he brought it up and gave it to me.
We thought you were holding it for him.
Oh, come on. He's not that big of an a-hole. Jeez.
That would have been funny, though.
No, he was a nice guy getting me a drink.
Speaking of Dave Baker.
Go on.
I did not realize who Dave Baker was until I saw him.
An evil genius.
And realizing that I've been playing against him for years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And he is phenomenal. No one knows it, but he plays probably the smartest football in the league, I would have to say.
That's what Emily said. She's
great. So when he won any award, I'm like, he's definitely deserving because he is that good.
Can I tell you the truth? My hand to God, I had a long discussion with Topper about awards and everything else. Easily, the most difficult decision that we made on Friday night was between Kevin Zach, Corey Turner, and Dave Baker for that award. We went back and forth. I said,
for what award?
Most underrated. We could have made a case for all three of them, and I go, we kept going back and forth and back and forth, and eventually we said, because A, B, and C happened, we chose Dave, but we could have made it for all three of them.
If I was on whatever, if there's a committee, I probably, just because I play against them, Kevin Zach is so freaking hard to cover.
Yep.
His ability to change direction is bar none. The
shiftiest.
He has a smaller radius than, say, most guys, like Andy Smith. Like, he can catch it within the atmosphere anywhere in it. But his ability to just cut on a dime, it's annoying as shit. So, like, I always get the task to cover him, and I'm like, please, this game just needs to end because I'm sick of this shit.
You want to hear the craziest part?
It's terrible.
You think that's bad? You should have seen him 10 years ago.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
You remember.
I'll take your word.
When he played for Glassblock, he'd get the ball and you'd go,
that's it. Touchdown.
He was Barry Sanders to our league. He literally would catch the ball on a 3-yard slant and he would turn it into 40 yards. And you'd miss him three times. Like, I missed him and then I'd run back and miss him again and then I'd run another 10 yards and miss him again.
Yeah, he would have got my vote for sure.
Yeah. He can play football.
Dave Baker is an evil genius.
I agree. It was tough.
Dave. He's super nice.
Our indoor team, Purple Rain, won 68-12, so I give a lot of credit to his defense.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question, obviously. Who thought of the name?
Eric Kleckler.
Okay. It was nice to see him.
Yes.
And what did JT think, Emily, of his cutout? Was he happy?
Yeah, he was carrying it around, and there were Snapchats going around of JT and JT because he was, like, holding it, taking pictures.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
I ran into him and Kleckler at the end, and I said, okay, JT, is this coming with you? And Kleckler's like, this is coming with me.
I didn't really know that.
Yeah, Kleckler's, he's taking it, he's throwing it in his car,
that's
and it's
awesome.
Going
yeah,
with
plans
him.
Plans
we were night. All hungover on Saturday, and we won 68-12.
Yeah.
Kelly was there. She knows.
Wow.
Kelly's on Purple Rain.
Good for you.
just want to sing Purple Rain right now.
Right, that's what we do after every
this
game.
This is like where
win.
Jim should be playing
Purple
in the background.
Purple Rain! Yeah.
Yes.
I'm about to hand you $5,
that's
Curry.
Oh, that's a dad joke.
See, I listen sometimes.
I know you do.
Maybe.
Cora's going to bore us. All right.
So what else we got? We kind of went through our awards. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. The moment of the night, obviously, I think we all agree, was when Daryl Carr, QB Superstar,
yes.
walked into the room.
I thought you were going to absolutely
have
him as a guest.
He did not have a date. He had someone listed as a date.
It doesn't matter. Every girl there was his date.
We are not prepared to discuss that right now. All I can tell you, Emily, is we're not prepared to discuss
that. I could have been his date, but I'm a mere mortal.
There's still time. I still maintain you have no shot in hell, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Give it your all.
I had a fantastic conversation with him.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
You feel like a better person?
Because I got your interpretation of the award. I think I got it like years ago, or like 2 years ago. I just wanted to know what his was. And he kind of gave it to me. I don't recall now, and I'm putting myself on the spot. But it was good. Just for someone that represents the league well, is fun, is competitive, whatever it may be. But it was a good conversation. I'm like, are you Dale Carr? I'm like, because I see him all the time on the field. I didn't realize he's still a current player. The way that you have an award like that, I thought for sure he was someone that used to be like a legend. And
does he look like a football player or like a hockey player when you see him?
Hockey,
he seems like a professional
hockey.
Person.
Yeah, for sure.
Very professional.
Like, you almost want his autograph.
He looks like one of those people entourage. When he smiles and then like with the teeth, the like
ding.
Bing, yeah. Goes, you know what I mean?
As he's handing you a Corona.
Emily, why are you giggling?
Like an infomercial.
You're turning red and you're giggling. You look smitten. That's a great word. Wow. Somebody pinch her. Are you dreaming?
I don't know.
Tell me that wouldn't be the greatest TSL power couple of all time. Emily Curry and Daryl Carr, QB superstar.
That'd be unbelievable.
Do you think she could keep up with him?
No.
I'm actually surprised she doesn't bartend a cobblestone.
Not yet.
Hmm. I should quit my day job.
Just get a second.
The wheels are spinning.
It would take like 100 people, and it would take you like 6 weeks to unhatch that plan. I mean, just it would take a lot to get him.
No, to work at Cobblestone?
No, you don't cares about working at Cobblestone. You want Daryl.
Garrett
that's the prize.
Works at Cobblestone.
That makes sense.
That's good. We like Garrett Beasing. It was nice to see
you
him.
Do. He's
but
great.
Daryl Carr literally walks in the room, and I was talking to the Kellers in the furthest most table in the whole entire place. I heard people start screaming, yelling, and cheering, and I said, "Oh my God, is Daryl here?" Nobody said anything. I just knew. Just
Honey,
by the applause.
That did not happen.
Yes, it, no, did happen.
It did happen.
Because I was standing at the bar when he walked in.
Did you like, oh my God, he's here? Did you run to the bathroom, check your hair?
I fainted.
Drink some water.
Am I looking okay? Is it okay? How do I look?
Oh shit, I look too sloppy.
I don't want
to
say anything.
Did you have to tighten things up? Like, we got to tighten stuff up. I need 5 minutes.
Daryl, don't look at me.
Not Daryl, yet. It's too soon.
Oh, God.
I had a good chance to talk to Daryl for about 20 minutes. I also had a good chance to talk to all the Kellers. That was
What did they have
awesome.
To say, Lenny?
Well, funny that you bring that up. We picked the wrong week to interview Katie Keller. We should have interviewed her this week, and that's okay. She claims, and I think it's just a facade, and she's putting up a wall. I still maintain she's in love with a four-year plan guy.
She's not.
Nope.
I don't know about that.
I've seen them interact.
Nope. He is a puppy dog who's just there to do her bidding.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Like,
there's
that's
nothing
how
there.
It worked out at the casino.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure he wasn't playing tough to get, though?
Oh, goodness, no.
No, Katie is very open about it. She's like, he's my friend. She explained to me the 40-year plan, but
I don't think he
thing.
Gets it.
No, I don't think he gets it.
Like,
no, he likes somebody else. And the girl actually kept going to the table, and she was kind of, I don't know if she was with people or what she was doing, but he kept seeing her. I go, there she is. Go talk to her. And he wouldn't talk to her.
Is this the same girl from before, or did
yes.
it change?
Okay. No, same
wow.
girl.
Wow, that surprises me, because I feel like a lot of people were on the prowl at the banquet.
Really? Top three.
No, I'm not going there.
I thought we were talking about stuff.
No.
Number one, Daryl.
Daryl was not on the prowl.
He's always on the prowl. He's just naturally on the prowl.
People are prowling him. He's mm-hmm. more like a target.
Two.
Top three topper. Targets. Can we say Daryl?
He's a target. He's not on the prowl.
He's passive aggressive.
Daryl Carr's a target, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a target.
Putting the pass in passive aggressive.
He doesn't have to try. He's Daryl.
Exactly.
So that makes him a target. Yeah, bullseye.
No, he's like a Venus flytrap. He's just waiting. Just bam, got her.
That sounds serial killery.
I saw a real Venus flytrap the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where at?
I went to the botanical garden.
Aw.
Yeah. And it didn't bite my finger. I kept poking it, thinking something would happen, and nothing happened.
Emily Curry, honest question. If Daryl Carr, QBC, were starring, you were talking, would it take over or under 5 minutes for him to get your phone number?
Under.
Okay. Thank you.
She probably already
I'm only
has
fueling
it.
Your fire here right now. Just
I
to
believe
let you,
you.
Know.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
The only thing you could do better for Lenny right now is go punch Sherry in the face.
That's not happening.
That's the only thing you could do more for him right now.
How about some people that were missing from this year's banquet?
That we don't made have to me talk. Sad. We don't some have to talk about people.
Mikey missing. W wasn't there. Prime
Time
Sarah
wasn't there.
Sarah Bailey. Ice wasn't
Sarah,
there.
Sarah, I was so sad.
LVP.
I drew a picture on Friday.
He
go.
Did.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
I'll
send
you.
It to you. It was,
I
it
can't
was,
wait.
I was a very emotional.
I was sad. My partner in crime wasn't there.
PRC.
I know.
That was pretty lame.
I was sad Maddie wasn't there.
Maddie yeah. wasn't there. Was he out of town?
He wasn't out of town, but I think he had a whole crap ton of work stuff going on.
Yeah, he's busy.
Because I asked him that day. And
Sherry wasn't there.
Not a surprise.
Chelsea wasn't there, but she had an excuse.
Yeah, that's a really good reason, honestly. Yes.
I asked Joey where he was with the camera, and he said he wasn't asked to.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
So that was, oh, so that was the ball,
Joey Russell.
That was a ball being dropped.
Yeah.
I always thought he just did that because he's super awesome.
Yeah, no. I guess he was waiting for the invitation and just never got it.
That was our pseudo photographer.
That's us dropping the ball there. Maybe we just took him for granted and just assumed he would do it.
Yeah, there was a lot of ball drops this year. It's good,
so
though.
If you want banquet pics, be friends with Val on Facebook.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know,
she posted a whole bunch.
Here's a good chance to bring this up, because I think I walked out at that point and came back. How did it go with her coffee table?
Hilarious.
It was funny.
That was all Topper.
Yeah, Topper nailed
that
one.
I wasn't too thrilled, but it was
no?
all right.
Oh. Peanut butter Kelly time.
Right?
Oh. Poor Travis, the look on his face. It was nice to see him at the banquet.
Wait,
it
they beat your team in
Breakfast we were undefeated.
Yeah, it's not Travis's team.
They were literally just crushing everyone.
How come? I know. I subbed for them and then got bitched at about it.
By who?
You.
Not when?
You.
It wasn't
you.
Me. No.
I needed a sub because we only had two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was.
So that's two. You need, only need two.
So out of the kindness of my heart,
someone
I
was
helped.
Injured, so I needed a sub.
Yeah. And you guys said no. Crushing my dreams, ruining my life.
Cry me a river.
Cry me.
She's going to get suspended.
Yes,
she's going to be
like
so mad
so
when it happens.
I'm not getting suspended. I'm going down to D3.
Emily,
and then
I guarantee
do whatever
you,
I
Emily,
want.
I guarantee you, you'll be on the sub list this year.
Okay.
There it is.
Really?
Holding you to that.
The Emily Curry sponsored by sub list. Right at the top. Emily Curry's sub list. She's not on it.
Oh!
But it's named after her.
Snap. That would be kind of funny.
It's kind of wild. He's taken over the full sub list.
You know
what
was
season.
Missing? Kelly, where was Drew?
Boo!
Drew had to work. Again.
What's he doing?
Remember last banquet? He's an IT guy.
Yeah, he was doing his computer thing.
He worked at the banquet. During
last banquet, he worked at the banquet, but this time he was lead, so he couldn't come.
I don't even know what that means.
It means he couldn't come because he was working. That's all, Len. It was a bummer.
It bummed me out.
That
sure.
sucks.
Selfish
ass.
Eric, you pissed off, like, last couple years, Ice Downtown have had, like, their whole team there, and, like, two of them showed up this year. Does that kind of irk you a little bit?
Well, I was a little bit disappointed, I'm not going to lie.
Just I mean, it was nice to see Jeff and Joey. That was a classy move on their part.
Right. And that's why. Just because they were there, and they're up for two pretty big awards, too. Mm-hmm. So,
two very good players, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Fantastic couple, too.
Yeah, good people. You're right.
Why did you guys divorce from Garan?
Divorce? Well...
Why did Garan divorce?
Yeah, you were collateral damage. You might as well talk about it, because I don't think anything
you
know what, did it.
Yeah, and I knew it was coming. It was... I guess it was... I want to call it a divorce, but there's no really good way to go about doing it. Bobby is one of my best friends. Stood up in my wedding, actually. But I became part of this, we call it, obviously, Thread. It's just a group convo. It's pretty the same story as Bobby shared when he was on this a while ago. So,
oh, I didn't listen.
Yeah. So I started this group
is
convo.
Is he on the Thread?
He's not. He actually, one of the original people, but he couldn't handle all the messages all day. So
some people
he
like
opted
that.
He opted out. And then I was like just a bystander like a year later, and they asked me to be on it. So I became really close with these guys, everyone that's on Marketing Mirrors. So then we just always had these conversations like, what if, you know, like, you know, we just made the choice to just start the team. And having to tell Bobby, was one of the most difficult things I had to do. There's no really good way to do it. And if there's one thing I had would redo if I had to was, the way we did it.
Didn't somebody say somebody was drunk at a Bills game or something?
Yeah,
that's how it happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the story
awesomely
went.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible. It just went so bad. And it was mostly me getting, kind of not aggressive, but just got. I did.
You're the one that told him.
We all three of us told him together.
Oh,
but for some reason, I got really loud and angry, emotional, whatever it may be. Just because he wouldn't understand. And didn't
anger
kind
is
of
a secondary emotion.
Yeah, we learned about this like a year ago.
Explain.
What were you really feeling? When people get angry, so...
Oh, I'm a psychology major, so this is good. I'm into
so
this.
So say somebody like bails on you and you start yelling at them, so it looks like you're angry, but really yes. You're probably feeling hurt or rejected. That's your primary
emotion. Well, I felt bad. I felt bad because I felt
bad's
like I hurt.
Bad's not a feeling.
What's that?
Bad's not a feeling.
Remorseful?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I felt for Bobby, I felt like I let him down, essentially. Yeah. So just because I'm telling him something he doesn't want to hear wasn't fun to do, and that's one thing that I would probably redo if I could. So
I got to say this again. Like, he gets a bad rap, in my opinion.
It seems like you guys have enough people, though, because both teams are really good.
And that was one of my arguments, you know, like you guys have a solid team, you know, but to Bobby, that didn't matter. It was more of like a friendship thing.
Splitting from teams was like, that was like the hardest thing we had to do when we started Bullet Club, because we played with Sweet and Sour for like, I don't know, 10 seasons or something like that. But it just got to the point where like half of our friends were playing like, for fun, and then you have your psycho-competitive douchebags like me and Gordon and Easton and even Jess McAndrew, and we wanted to like go start our own team, but we didn't want to completely kill their team, so we had to try and find a quarterback for them, and that didn't really work out at first because Easton's our quarterback, and then we were actually going to, you know, split from JJ and Samantha, so we didn't take their girls either, but then the girls were like, no, we want to go with you guys, we don't care, and then...
It
ended up being a messy divorce, and they haven't played since. And I still feel terrible because every now and then they still like point out, "Oh, well, we weren't good enough to play football."
I got a question for you, Eric. Were you upset at the end of the day after all this happened that you guys got stuck with Turner?
No, because he's part of the threat, and like you said, he's the mastermind behind. He's the brain. We actually use a brain emoji when we refer to him.
You can set your watch to two things in my life during a football season. I will get a call from Jeremy Burr via telephone on a Monday.
Who?
Jeremy Burr.
Jeremy Burr.
About
what?
We talk about football. We talk about life. We talk about all kinds of things.
Wrestling.
And I guarantee you I will get text from Corey Turner. Usually 3 to 4 days before football, and it's always about weather. He will usually, if football happens on a Saturday, he'll text me on a Monday and say, "Len, it's looking like it's 42. The winds are coming north and northwest at like 18 knots, and we have a 12% chance of rain. Are we canceling?" And I'm like, "Turner, let's revisit this and talk about it on Friday."
The point of the thing is everyone in the league is probably looking at the forecast. He's just the one that's texting. And you talking about it.
Yeah, we actually made him the weather advisory supervisor.
Committee. Yes.
Jamie Stammel's our safety supervisor, and Turner's in charge of weather. He's kind of like our meteorologist.
He's our Doppler guy.
No, she's my safety buddy. There's a difference.
That's a whole different thing.
Jamie Stammel was actually christened safety director in the parking lot many moons ago. I think it was about 3 or 4 seasons ago. A guy was actually bleeding, and I was talking to her in the parking lot, and nobody had any gauze or anything. Topper Davis truck. She's like, "Oh my God, I got a safety kit in my car." And I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." But I go, "Wait, before we do this." And poor guy's bleeding, holding his nose, and she's there. And I went like this and made the sign of the cross. And that was it. She was safety director.
Pope.
Cool.
Yeah.
You are the Pope.
Actually, at that time, I actually did. I did knight her safety director. Yeah, Cheryl, just to be safe, is our safety buddy.
But
my
the
safety
buddy. Committee and the Neighborhood Watch Committee are two separate things.
Well, yeah, because the Neighborhood Watch Committee has stickers.
No, that's the Sunshine committee.
Damn it.
All right, get my committees straight.
We need an entire list of committees and what they do.
We need an executive director of all committees. What do you think?
We need a committee for committees.
You want to be the executive director of all that?
She already is.
No.
Why not?
You don't get to.
No. You're really organized. You'd be good at that.
My committees, though, were actually carried out. Like, I did go around giving out sunshine stickers.
I got stickers.
People at football.
So did Kellers.
Yes, they did.
You know who did not? Joe K.
I wasn't there. Why is that so funny?
Because that was the day that they said, "We love Emily. She's the most awesome person on the show, not Joe K."
Oh, so you bought votes with bullshit stickers.
And then she said thank you and gave everybody shiny stickers.
They're two-faced because they told me differently to my face that they weren't voting for Emily.
No, no, no.
No.
The Keller votes do not count.
Well, we're going to 50 minutes. Let's go back to that banquet, and I think we should always do this and go around the room. And Jimmy, you were there too. You saw this. Give me some MVPs and some LVPs at the banquet. Eric, we'll start with you.
Marketing mayors.
The whole team.
Oh my God, we rocked out. We were in the dance floor the whole time. I'm like, to be honest, I don't recall much because I was just in my own fucking world dancing. Awesome.
Did you tell people about the plate of food? How you think?
Oh,
this is a good story.
Well, so I don't know. It was a couple hours in, and then I started noticing. I was eating the appetizers, going hard on the pizza logs, and then I keep noticing these servers that are going on the far end of the room. I'm like, where are they going? I'm like, there's a freaking buffet line over there. I'm like, fuck, but I'm still working on my buzz right now. I don't really want to lose that. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm going to want food. So I went over there and made like a monster plate. I'm like, can I take this to my room to one of the servers? They're like, absolutely. That's really ingenious, actually. So I did it. Took a napkin, laid it over it, put it in my room. 3 o'clock rolls around a.m. after the casino or fucking stir. Oh, and then we had ran back. Some people were waiting for an Uber. I'm like, let's just run. And as soon as you walked out of the casino, you see Doubletree. It was,
you ran at 3 a.m. from the casino?
A lot of people ran to and fro.
A lot of people
the casino.
Did
you know how cold it was? No one realized how close it actually was.
It was very close.
It was like two stone throws.
I drove a lot of people back.
I had a wardrobe change so that I could do that.
Of course you did.
Yeah, so... actually, Bermel has a really funny story when he made his own trip. No pun intended, because when he ran back home, he fell twice. Sorry, Bermel, I had to share that.
So next year, we're saying we got to get a trolley or something?
Well, yeah, is it confirmed that's going to be Doubletree again?
No, nothing's ever confirmed.
Oh, we're never going to have a league. We take it a season at a time.
Right?
Can't either confirm or deny. The only thing I can confirm is we'll have a conversation once we know there's going to be a season.
We don't even know if we're going to have a podcast in next week.
We don't know about anything right now. Right. Yes. LVP, Eric, who made you shake your head?
What do you mean?
Somebody at the banquet had to make you shake your head. You got to give an LVP, least valuable player. You gave us MVP as marketing mayors. Who made you go, oh, come on? You got to say it.
Just say Joey Bats. I don't know. I literally can't think of anyone right now, honestly. LVP?
Yeah, we have two MVPs and LVPs.
Least valuable player.
Thanks, Sam. fuck. Come back to me.
Well, you said the L so pronounced.
We can. Kelly, MVPs and LVPs, what do you think?
Ooh, all right.
LVP.
I know who mine is.
Or just state MVPs. That's fine MVPs if you want. Yeah.
It's everyone that showed up. Everyone who was on the dance floor. I had an amazing time. I mean, I've been having good nights for a while, but that was so much fun for me.
Good.
So that made my night. I just don't do LVPs. That's not my thing. Sorry.
Ain't bringing you down.
Emily Curry.
My MVP was Kelly because I liked that she got hoisted up in the air.
Actually, she got dipped. She got hoisted.
I got thrown off my back.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I got my hair grabbed.
It was fun. It was
probably me
night.
Again. You're welcome.
What time was that?
My only LVP is whoever broke their glass on the dance floor, because then that was a barrier.
To be fair, did somebody drop it, or was it like knocked out of their hand by somebody else's dance move?
I don't know.
That's not their fault, though.
I don't know.
Question.
Answer.
For you.
Oh.
Ooh.
On your team.
Yes.
Light up shoes, dude.
No, that's not me. That's not. No,
who is that?
Not
guy?
On my team,
he was an associate with Home Tech.
I want his shoes.
Uncle Rico's.
Did you see this?
He's not on my team, though.
Who bought eight tickets? He came with the group that bought eight tickets.
Ryan Puckett.
Yes.
Did you see these?
Yeah, I saw them. They were awesome.
I want them more than it. That's an immediate MVP, that guy.
Absolutely.
For best light up shoes ever.
Absolutely. Not to mention the gold hat and the gold
and
pants.
And the gold pants?
Yeah. Those things better come in size 15. That's all I got to say.
those shoes are a straight fire.
Yeah, they were cool.
Super jealous. I will probably get the pair just because.
Jimmy, LVP.
Did he make those? Where do you buy something like that?
Internet.
For sure. Amazon.
Yeah, they're there.
Here, you got a little button. You just click it in somebody's pocket. That's how the light turns on.
I was
impressed.
From your vantage point, from up in the sky.
Yeah, I got some serious MVPs going around the room right there. On the MVPs side of the house, I definitely have to say, you know, how last year Emily and Sarah kind of were MVPing that thing all over the floor. It was great to see Crystal back chilling with Rachel. She was definitely an MVP.
Yeah.
But big kudos going out to Kristen Daniels.
Oh, my God.
She definitely led the train.
Crushed it.
On multiple fronts that evening.
Right.
Hands down MVP there. LVP in the room, I have to say the Doubletree themselves. A little bit of an issue with the power.
Really?
Yeah. While we were playing, you could see the Christmas tree thumping to the music as the power is surging.
First off, that's kind of awesome.
So then,
that's kind of intentional.
Cool, right? But not intentional. So the power source on our end, we just browned out, kind of blew a break around one of the pieces of gear we have. Not a Topper Sports Banquet goes by where we don't have to buy new gear. Something always happens. I'm gonna
sorry.
But it's good.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like I may have done a thing. Like, it's very possible.
No, this predates you, Joe. You're too young.
Sick.
It's good. So anyways, MVPs and LVPs, There they are. I kind of had two on the table. And final MVP for you, though, I do have to say big shout-out to Big Pauly.
Big Pauly.
He drove 3.5-4 hours to get to the banquet.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
That's super dedication.
And drove back to Ms. Corny? Pagano's place, I believe, afterwards. So, they were not staying in the area that evening. So that's a lot of driving.
They actually drove in behind me on the way there. And I don't know which way you guys took there along the river. And right before you get to the hotel, there's a roundabout.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I knew there was a roundabout. I mean, there are signs that said roundabout. But for some reason, I didn't see where the rounding was going on.
Oh, no.
Straight over the curb, straight over.
No
tracks, turning.
That's why.
LPP.
The wind covered it, so you guessed.
Yeah, so Pauly, I forget who else was in the car with him. They're like, was that you that went over the curb?
No.
It was me. But thank God. But the truck survived. It was a terrible drive, though. I'm just glad I survived it.
Yeah, here, here.
Joseph McKay?
I think my MVP has to go to everybody who helped make this thing a reality. Topper and Lenny, you guys do great work. Jimmy, you and Tommy were awesome again. I mean, I came rolling in it. I want to say 2:33 o'clock. And, well, the first thing that happened was Topper go, hey, Joe, do you want to drive back to my house? And I went, back to. I was never there. And no, I walked in for like 2 minutes. I'm not leaving. I was like, why? And that's when he wanted to go home and see if he could find the adapter for the panda that couldn't blow up or whatever. But
the missing trophy.
But we sat there. We put up, you know, I got in charge of inflatable distribution throughout the room at that point. But you guys did a great job again. You found a good place. The room was awesome. The music was fantastic. We had a good time. Sure, the awards went too long, but that's because Joey Batts loves himself. And we can easily clean that up for next time and have an even better time. So thank you to everybody who came out. Like Kelly was saying,
everybody had a great time, even though Joey Batts said words. I didn't think that was a deal breaker.
People were pissed.
Yeah,
that's what Joey does.
I'm the minority. I thought it was hysterical.
That's who he is.
First time is absolutely hysterical. Second time, you're like, all right, cool. Third time is like, man.
I appreciate his ability to do it so well.
So hard. Yeah,
he's improv like that.
He's been talking wrestler smack in front of a mirror for probably 30 years now.
Why do you think his trophy got dropped?
Because you bit her.
I do believe that's the first time someone ever dropped a trophy on an award winner.
Well, it's not the first time, but it's been a long time since.
So, yeah, the MVPs are just the people who put it together. I mean, even the girl from the Doubletree, like, she kind of knew what we were about somehow.
Very nice.
Alexis, I believe her name was. She showed right up at 3. She's like, I know what's going on here. And she's like, I know you have beers of your own. Just make sure you don't bring them outside. I'm like, yeah. And we set everything up, and she was super helpful, and that was cool. As far as LVP goes, I don't know, because I guess most people showed up, like you said. If they registered, they were there, which is cool. So I thought some people were going to bail on that. So I don't really have one at that point.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun.
What if the Bills would have won?
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
That would have been terrible. Well, I'm sorry.
No, it depends on when the game was then. I guess it wouldn't matter. We got hammered anyway. But if they were like the first game on Saturday, people might have even like dialed back a little so they didn't sleep through it.
True.
Just a thought. Lenny, your MVPs and LVPs?
LVPs, easy. At one point in her life, Katie Keller is going to have to come to a conclusion. She's in love with 40-year plan guy. She will not admit it.
No, she's not, though.
When she does, I will be there and I will listen and I will help get this set up. So that obviously was the LVP.
Actually, I'm going to jump on your LVP then. She could be an LVP. She was there for 5 minutes and spilled shit all over her shirt. She had pop running down her shirt from the 5 minutes she was there. So that's an LVP.
Shit happens.
Yeah, that's okay. Spilling happens. But
5 minutes in, not even drunk.
When you're in love, you just got to admit it. You just can't fight
it.
Now I'm going to get to my MVP part, and very rarely my sappy, but I'm going to tell you a quick sappy story. I did not have a very good Friday. I was not feeling good. I haven't been feeling good for a very long time. My two MVPs, actually, are two people that actually checked on me. I was talking to them, Rachel and Gordon. It was very nice. I wasn't feeling good. Thank you so much. But the biggest MVP of all, and it was very something very quick that happened, but somebody said something and actually it resonated with me. By the end of the night, when I was straight sober, I actually had to watch a lot of people being hammered, a lot of people cursing, a lot of people doing this, and you say, well, thank you for putting it all together. Sometimes that gets frustrating. I saw a lot of immaturity on Friday. I saw a lot of cursing. I saw a lot of people that basically could have done a better job composing themselves. So as I walked out, I actually told Topper this. I said, you know, sometimes I wonder why I put so much energy into doing this, because I think sometimes, you know, the forest gets lost from the trees, or however that saying goes. So as I got to my room, Rachel and Crystal Carlson, and that's who my actual MVP is also going to be, came up to like, Lenny, you're not feeling good. Let's come up, make sure you're okay. And I said, thank you. And they stayed with me for about an hour. And I was actually very dehydrated. I was actually shivering. I wasn't feeling very good. And then they left. And then that's when this happened. And I told Topper the story. All of a sudden, I laid down. And I literally was like, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. I might have to go to the hospital. And the door knocked. And I'm like, okay. And I opened the door. And it was Crystal. And I said, oh, you okay? She's like, yeah, I know you're not feeling good. Can I ask you something real quick? She goes, do you mind if I come in and get my trophy? And I said, well, of course not. Come get it. And then she said this. She said, you have no idea how much this means to me. I didn't want to lose it. And I said, oh, my God. I said, I've spent 5 hours now being basically disgusted. And in 5 seconds, a girl could say one thing. And I said, okay, now I remember why I do this. So my night did not start well, but it actually ended pretty good.
She, because she was sitting at our table, obviously. She's with our team. And I told her, I was like, hey, you got a shot to win. I didn't know who the winners were going to be because you never.
Neither did I.
Ever know. And I told her, like, hey, don't forget, you got a shot at winning your D6, you know, female MVP. I didn't know if we were going to win it or what was going to happen. But then, like, she won it. And she was, like, just really overjoyed that she won it. And she was super proud that she won it. And she did deserve it. Like, it was definitely a deserved award. And the fact you said that story, like, completely matches up with how she treated her.
It made me double take. Cool. Very rare do people make me double take. And I kind of went, wow.
She's a sweet girl. I'm glad she's back because, you know, I didn't meet her before, but.
But it kind of put everything into context that maybe people enjoy this league. So from my side of the fence, I think it was overdone. But then I go, wait a minute. Maybe people were so excited to see their friends. Maybe people were so excited to get back together. Maybe people like this league so much that, let's be honest, we should have been an 8 out of 10 and we went to a 12, and maybe that's why.
That, I can tell you right off the bat, that's what it is for me. Like, I love the people in this league. And, you know, Topper went into earlier about during his drunken state of the address that he treats it like family, and that's how I treat everybody too. Like, they're kind of like a second family to me, and when you don't see them every week, it kind of sucks for a little bit.
And like a lot of times you don't see everybody then.
No, like, we were going to do that football team that fell apart, but I was like, that would have been awesome to hang out with all those people I don't get to see. Now I haven't seen Maddie in 3 months or something, and that kind of sucks. And like I said, I hadn't seen Paul in a while, so it was awesome that he took the drive for 3-4 hours, whatever it was, to come see us. Like, I didn't see Baccio at the banquet, but he had some
nice
to do.
Yeah, I heard
but
that.
He showed up at the casino.
Yeah, so he
and,
still that was
and
nice
we still saw him. Still got to hang out with him. It was super cool, you know. Like, and that's just how it is. Like, Val Trev, all the people that I see usually once a week and talk to the whole week about how we're going to see each other that once a week. Like, it was just, I've been missing that, so it was super cool to, you know, get that back for a night.
Lenny also became a parent that night.
I got a little minion Bob. He was pretty awesome.
We found Little B's brother.
We did find Little B's brother. That was awesome too.
He was just been shoved.
Do we still have him, Jimmy? Like, did somebody take him?
Oh, jeez, did we lose him after we found him?
This
That'd
is
be amazing.
Suck.
Check Topper's inflatable.
That's over to you guys. I have no idea.
He
no
was
idea.
On the table right next to the DJ booth. So I saw him at the end of the night.
There's a thousand.
Do you ever see Little B's brother, Eric? He's the best.
No.
He's like this big, and he's yellow and blue. And he has a shirt, and we got a Sharpie that says Little B's brother
on it. It's a puppet.
It's a little puppet.
I've never seen it.
He looks like the
puppet. Has it made its way to the field or no?
No, because we lost it after the banquet. Yeah. It's been shoved in the inflatable
box. Last year?
I found him when we were unpacking the inflatables, and we were just overjoyed. First thing I did was send Lenny a picture.
I almost cried.
Who does the artwork on the coasters here? It's fantastic.
Which one? Is
I don't know. There's a whole. I think every
some
single one of them.
Some people do their own. Like,
D1
I got my
own sucks.
Over here.
Let me say. So does Baccio. And then it says funny. Topper Dibs.
Oh, those are probably my handiwork. I'm actually a pretty good artist, as you can tell.
Obviously, one of the
best.
And
then the Godfather with Ramirez cutout face.
Yes.
Well, he's the Godfather.
Yeah, that's my artwork. I'm actually a pretty talented artist. A lot of people know this.
I don't hate it.
Nice.
Can't hate it.
So we're at 62 minutes. It sounds like fun was had by all. It was nice talking with Eric.
Definitely
it was nice talking with Kelly. We're going to start with our final thoughts. Eric, what'd you think? Would you come back again?
Yeah. Well, I do have a question.
Hit me.
I just wonder if we could talk about teams that are moving different divisions.
Yes. What's your question?
Who's moving where?
Well, it is way too
mostly
early.
D2. I want to know who from D2.
I can tell you right now.
Tight ends in motion is moving.
Here's
up.
The plan. We'll always tell people as we get closer, but the plan right now is we're going to lose Sekaterski's team. We're going to lose Bloomfield's team. We're going to lose Bombers, I think. And we're thinking that tight ends and Angry Buffalo is going to come up. That's the thought.
It makes sense.
That's what I thought. Is Angry Buffalo on board with that?
Well, they signed a contract, so it doesn't matter.
To be honest with you, they're kind of going to have to enough's enough kind of thing. Like, we're basically taking the good teams from two. Like, who's left? You know, like, Bombers probably can play in D2, and then there's a bunch of teams that are decent. But, you know, at one point, the Angry Buffalo has just come to the realization that they're a really good team, and they can't keep beating people by 40. And then, tight ends beat them, but they're way better than ever. Tight ends and Angry Buffalo are here. The rest of D2 is here.
It's like what you did with Hostile Takeover a few seasons ago. They were doing very well in D2, and you said, screw it, you guys are going up.
Yeah, and Sekretursky's team is probably, well, they might not even be in the league in the spring.
That's another story.
But, yeah, that's another story for another day. But assuming they fix everything with Topper, they'll be back and they'll go into D2. If they don't, then they can go do whatever they want. I don't care. Mm. Some of the other divisions, Battaglia's going up. We're moving them up.
How can he play himself?
Which?
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Gryffindor is going to go up to D2. We've already made that kind of decision.
So then NWO and Gryffindor is combined.
They're going to probably, Battaglia's are going to, they're going to have to make a move. They're going to probably lose the Battaglia's because they can't play on both teams.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So they'll have to figure out what they're going to do. I'm trying to think. Tommy Hughes, that always was a filler team. Are we going to keep it? We don't know. If we do, we're probably going to move them up a division or two.
D5. You should. They're fun.
Yeah. D5.
Yeah. So Ryan Puckett, I know, is going up.
Uncle Rico's.
Yeah, Uncle Rico's is going to go up a division or two. Yeah, they're in five. They're probably
three.
They're
probably close to three. Yeah, what I think is going to happen is you're going to see a little bit of the top end. D3 is going to probably go up, and we're probably going to move. We're going to try to do a better job getting D3 back to where it needs to be.
I thought D3 was awesome this year.
It really was, but
like
we still...
anybody could have beat anybody. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Gryffindor just got to go up.
The exception of Primetime. Well, they should go up, I agree, but...
And I can use for your Primetime almost beat them.
I know. I was there for it.
Yeah, though. I mean...
So how's that conversation go? Like, you guys have to go up if you want to have a team.
Well, it never...
Who has those conversations?
We're never guy.
Can I take this one? Usually it's, hey, we're going to want you to go up to division, and then it's a whole crap ton of whining, bitching, and crying. Well, this person might not make it every week, and I don't know if the girls are signed on this time, and my pinky hurts every other third week, so we should probably stay down. We might even have to drop down a division. Like, it's all
Honestly, how it works. Topper and I have a conversation. We really talk about how adamant we are about stuff. Sometimes we're not, and we have a saying amongst ourselves. If Topper and I look at each other and go, I have to have this one, then the other one just says whatever. Like, if I say you're going up, like if I say Angry Buffalo's going up, they're going up or they're not getting a team. And if I said Topper, I'm getting this one, he's going to say Lenny, whatever, and I'll go handle it. And then same thing. If he's like, Len, tight ends is going up, and if not, I'm getting rid of him, then I'll just, and he's like, I'm having it, then I'll just say whatever.
Everything with them is basically good cop, bad cop in the middle. Like, well, everybody, no, you guys get your single ones.
But we don't do that a lot.
The ones where you talk, it's usually like Lenny's like, they're moving up because it's stupid for them to stay down and beat teams by 40. Go get better. Like, yeah, you might lose, but get better. You know,
we
like,
don't always do that, though, because like last year, I'll give you the example. I thought Angry Buffalo was kind of on the fence. I kind of fell into the trap a little bit with their girls, but I didn't get adamant about it. So I called Nick Such and I said, Nick, this is what we're thinking. You know, I got the whole Delino thing and I kind of caved. I'm not caving. If they tell me that this time, I'm going to be like, guys, sorry. This is
no, then get better girls.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure it out because Angry Buffalo's going up. Their quarterback is probably top, what, three or four? You got Delfonso, you got Bobby, you got Cole, and Such is probably right there.
Yeah.
He's
Nick
right there.
Is very good.
So you can't have a top five quarterback playing in D2. And I mean, honestly, Zabron's
I thought the rule
really
is if you win, you go up.
It
was an unwritten rule. It just makes sense, but... Then there's times where like
that's
people
what the
in the
Angels did.
Times like in the playoffs where teams that maybe I don't want to say shouldn't have won, but like he just said, primetime players almost beat Gryffindor in D3. Now, what if they won the championship? Like they shouldn't move up because they tried that experience and
sometimes
it went very, 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 very poorly. Which is why they're down and in discussion to go down again potentially. So like you can't have teams that maybe they have two really good weeks and another team's missing some players and they ended up winning the thing.
Right.
But if you're blown out teams during the regular season, like I think the body of work pays more attention than just who wins the championship because you know
we try. Angry Buffalo
plus,
winning
plus
every
fall
week
champion fall championships. We're playing in those you know the wind, the rain that those fields were not exactly like
bad
the
weather,
best.
Bad weather makes bad teams better.
But to answer your question, you're going to lose the dead weight, and we're probably bringing tight ends and Angry Buffalo up. So you'll have. The same new gods, you'll have Travis's team, I'm assuming. You'll have our team, your team, Bobby's team. So there's five. And then those two, seven. And then, you know, OXDC, there's your eight. You probably have eight teams in D1.
Pretty good.
That's what we're
I'm
thinking.
Excited.
Yeah, we need to focus more time on D2. That's our problem right now, I think. D2 is kind of where the issue is because we're hearing Witters might break up or we don't know what's
going to be the super division.
Well, Topper, literally, Topper's kind of like from the school. He's like, I'm getting sick of this nonsense. He just wants to put one big 15, 20 division team and just call it a day and say, I don't care. Because he's sick of the fence.
You
know, like, there's three or four elite teams, and then there's kind of a drop off.
Well, I think if you did that, a lot of people would drop off.
Yeah. So we try, yeah. We're doing our best to it's make it as consistent we can as, I guess, the only answer I have for you. But we're going to talk. But to answer your question, there's about six teams we have targeted that they're pretty much going up. Tight ends doesn't care. They think, you know,
they
God bless
to.
Them.
They, were like, they already said,
yeah, we talked to them. Like, guys, no worries. We're coming up.
Literally cool. That day.
Yeah, when they won. We asked them. We said it jokingly. Yeah. Like, we're not joking. You want us to come up, we're coming up. So yeah. I respect them for that.
That's awesome.
And not that I don't respect Angry Buffalo, because I kind of get where they're coming from, but they've had their fun in D2. It's time to come up. And
isn't
if they go
0-9...
Isn't
it nice when people just agree?
Yes.
It's weird and confusing.
Yes.
But, yeah, but to finally answer the question, if you basically have a very, very good season again and again, and even if you didn't win the championship, like, you're probably moving up.
Like, Catalina was in this boat for a little bit because they were winning. But
that's the biggest problem we have is that I call these teams tweeners, and they're teams that, are they D2? Are they D1? Like, Sekaterski's always in that boat. Like, Sekaterski usually is a team that's, you know, they're good enough to win D2. Are they good enough to stay consistent D1? Like, Catalina was there. Mm-hmm. XTC before they got Flynn was in that boat. There's always, you know, Riley Street Station was like that for a little while. There were some tweeners that you just did. Those are the problems.
I mean, that's just it, though. Like, those tweeners are the ones that are literally like one player away from being pretty, really, you know.
Well, that's why you get a 9-0 season in D2, and then you go to D1 and they're 0-9.
Well, because people bail or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, to these people who are going to get pushed up, like, maybe just find that one more piece. Like, you know, you got 3 months to do it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying now, and going back to your point real quick.
Start asking girls at the gym like we talked
about. NWO. Like, if Gryffindor goes up, okay, right now it is, what, January 16th, 15th? You have literally 3 months to find two dudes. That shouldn't be difficult.
Now, part of that's on us then, because you can't tell people that they're going up April 3rd then. Like, we got to tell them right now and say, hey.
Agreed.
You're doing that, so that now you have the time to install your system if you need to. Like,
what's
going to
happen right now is Topper and I are basically, we've agreed, we're going off the grid for about a month.
You just did that.
No, Topper and I are going off the grid. We don't want to talk
re-grids.
To anybody. We need a break. And
we're
then
still going
to
talk.
This show is actually going to go off the grid for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, we'll come back and we'll meet our TSLers
Lenny,
and have some
would
fun.
Would you respond to cat memes, though?
Yeah, I absolutely would. Okay. I will talk to people via text, but I really don't want to talk to much. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I need a break for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm burnout. Not football burnout, just life burnout. Normally, it's like, I don't want to do football anymore, but right now, I need a break from life. So, I'm going off the grid.
Okay.
Yeah, Topper's probably kind of slowly, not as much as me, but he said he needs a break, too, so... We're really tired, man. Like, he was in my office today.
His liver.
He was exhausted. He goes, Len, I'm exhausted. I said, so am I.
He
but no,
should,
cat memes are the best.
Day.
You can never not
oh,
send.
Cat memes are the best.
Cat memes are literally the best.
She doesn't want to upset you with cat memes.
No, you can never upset me with cat memes. Kelly knows
this. Even though your Bitmoji guy is in a cat suit.
He is in a cat suit. He's awesome. All right. Anybody got anything more before we head for the hills?
No, I think that's it, man. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. We'll have you guys again during the football season. Thanks to everybody. Thanks everybody for doing the podcast. We'll probably see you. I don't know. We'll let you know, but it's going to be at least a month, maybe 6 weeks. But we have a couple things planned. I'm actually in negotiations right now to have our first ever TSL walk off. I don't want to talk about anything more than just saying that right now. If I can get it to go,
Blue Steel.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for participating, and we'll see you when we see you.
Thanks for listening to Western New York's home for all things social co-ed football. We'll be back next week, and so should you. And as you heard, we actually won't be back next week. We'll see you in probably about 6 to 8 weeks, and then we'll figure things out and go from there. Take care.